This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. CAL FIRE reported earlier today that all of the fires that ripped through the North Bay and Mendocino County are now 100% contained. The damage from the wildfires was massive, with thousands of homes and other structures destroyed. The fires killed 42 people, including 9 people in the Redwood Valley outside of Willits. There, more than 300 homes burned down and recovery efforts are underway. Residents in Mendocino County have established a fundraiser to help their neighbors, and community members will gather in Ukiah on Saturday from 4 until 10 p.m. for the Mendocino Strong Together fundraiser. Locally produced goods, including beer and wine, will be up for auction, and merchants from around the county have donated food and other items, and you could still make a cash donation yourself to aid the fire victims at North Bay Fire Relief at the Redwood Credit Union. November is National American Indian Heritage Month, and for the 36th consecutive year, the Northern California Indian Development Council will host the annual Intertribal Gathering and Elders Dinner. This year's event is scheduled for Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day, at the Redwood Acres Fairgrounds in Eureka. The event draws thousands of attendees each year and features Native culture on display, including food, dance, and song. The event is free, and a nominal charge is made for those under the age of 55 who attend the dinner. Beginning today, you're going to pay 12 cents more for a gallon of gas in California now that the sales tax increase approved by the legislature has gone into effect. Vehicle registration fees will also rise, as will the cost of diesel fuel, which will see a sales tax increase of 20 cents. Another requirement from Senate Bill 1 comes into play in 2020, when the owners of zero-emission vehicles will be charged an annual $100 fee. Revenue from the sales taxes will be split between the state and counties, and in March, Director of Public Works Tom Mattson said he expected Humboldt County will see about $6.7 million per year. The California Highway Patrol wants motorists to prepare for winter weather as we turn from autumn to winter in the next 6 weeks. There was a single vehicle injury collision on Highway 299 early this morning that left one person with severe injuries, and the weather will begin to impact driving conditions. There is rain in the forecast through the weekend, and motorists are encouraged to have vehicles in working order and to have in your car tire chains and tighteners, a flashlight and batteries, flares, a window scraper, and a small shovel when traveling in winter conditions. The sheriff's office has issued a missing persons report for 14-year-old Eureka boy Jesus Tejeda, who was last seen being dropped off at Eureka High School this past Friday. Tejeda, a Hispanic male, who also goes by the nickname Chewy, stands 5'9 and weighs 170 pounds, and he wears eyeglasses and has thick brown hair. Family members report finding information that suggests he may be headed to Central California or to Reno, Nevada. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.